is a minig before Rosh Hashanah for a lot of Jews to go to Uman, to go daven by Rabbi Nachman for Rosh Hashanah. So this is also a traveling shaila also. Someone once came to Rabbi Zuberstein and he told him, he lives in Chutz Arts, he has one ticket to come to Yerushalayim to daven by the Kotel. Should he pick the ticket for Rosh Hashanah or should he pick the ticket for Sukkot? That's what he came to Rabbi Zuberstein. Which one should he pick? Should he come for Yom Ha'orim for Rosh Hashanah or should he come for Sukkot? What do you guys think? Sukkot, yeah, why? Shalosh Regalim, very good. What about Rosh Hashanah? It's Yom HaMelucha, Yom HaDin, the diamond by the holiest place in the entire world. So he's going to say what you said, Zaki. He basically says that it's better to go with Sukkot. Why? The Ranan brings down in Tainis Daf Beis Amana Aleph, Sha'af L'Acher Churban Abayis, even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hayim Is'asvin Ve'olim Baraga LiYushalayim. People still got together and they still went to Eretz Yisrael, still went to Yerushalayim. Why? Zeicher LeMikdash. But for Zeicher LeMikdash, Umishum Olam Elu Me'achrim Gam Hayom L'Shol Al Geshemim Azayin Mar Cheshvan. So much so, the Ran says is that they push off the daven to daven for rain until the 7th of Cheshvan for all these people who are still traveling to Yerushalayim, who even after the Beis HaMikdash gone, before Zeicher LeMikdash, be able to go there. And so he says, therefore, we see that there's a great thing about going to Eretz Yisrael for one of the regalim. Specifically, and you're able to be mekayim the mitzvah of dal and minim by in the holiest place in of the entire world. So he would say, therefore, by sukkot would be shmak. So what about Rosh Hashanah? He quotes the Sfas Emes who says, you ever think about it? Why isn't Rosh Hashanah? Why don't we have a chiyuv to go to Aliyah LeRegel? Why isn't Rosh Hashanah included to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Yerushalayim for Aliyah LeRegel? So he brings down the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Chavavam and Aleph that the shofar kevan delizikaron hu kubifnim dami. What is the Gemara has a whole destruction? There's a whole discussion there. What exactly the shofar does? It says, what is the point we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? It's to advocate for Klal Yisrael. It's to arouse the Kodesh Baruch Hu's rachamim. And where in the world is the biggest place to be able to do that? That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what does this Sfas Emes say? It says an amazing thing. Listen to this. Im kein, if this is so, b'chol makom ba'ulam, shebnei Yisrael nimsam bo b'tokin b'shofar. If this is the case, that the shofar is mamish, you feel you're doing something, you're advocating for Klal Yisrael, and that's exactly what the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. Wherever you blow the shofar, that's as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what this Sfas Emes says. Harhen ki befnim mikodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, you're mamish, when you blow the shofar, it's like you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So there, but he still ends off. If the person still only has one ticket, whether to go to Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot, to Eretz Yisrael, into Yerushalayim, to daven by the Kotel, you should also show Allah Hadif, lavo Yerushalayim b'Sukkot. You should go for Sukkot, but just know, wherever you are in Rosh Hashanah, wherever you blow the shofar, it's as if you're on the Kodesh Kodashim. This is a very famous thing from the Baal Shem Tov. You are wherever your thoughts are. People think, I would love to live in Eretz Yisrael, I'd love to be in Yerushalayim. You can live in Yerushalayim, you are wherever your thoughts are. Someone could be physically in Yerushalayim, and they can be in the middle of who knows where. But someone could be in the middle of Chutz Arts, and if their thoughts are in a pure place, they're connected to Eretz Yisrael, they're connected to holy things, you could be Yerushalayim. That's what the shofar is. The shofar says, wherever you're blowing the shofar, Rav Zilberstein is quoting the Sfas Emes, it's as if you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, arousing the Kodesh Baruch Hu's rachamim.